the secret life of sea turtles, and how to respect it. But we protect Galveston, we protect more than a shoreline. We protect a legacy of resilience that includes the sea turtles who've called it home long before we did. They greet visitors from art galleries, parks, sidewalks, and storefronts. Brightly painted sea turtle sculptures scattered across the island like coastal guardians. The Turtles About Town project began as a way to raise awareness, but it's become something more, a symbol of how deeply Galveston has embraced its role in protecting these ancient mariners. Locals now report turtle sightings with the same urgency they once reserved for storms. But beyond the fiberglass and phone alerts lies a quieter truth. The real sea turtles of Galveston live secret, extraordinary lives. Carried by tides, guided by instinct, and increasingly threatened by our choices, their survival depends not just on admiration, but on action. And protecting Galveston itself is the key to protecting them. They've outlived the dinosaurs, crossed oceans, and returned again and again to the beaches where their stories began. Galveston Island plays host to several sea turtle species, each with its own rhythm and role in the coastal ecosystem. Green sea turtles are the most commonly spotted offshore, often seen grazing on seagrass beds near jetties or boat channels. Loggerheads may nest occasionally along the Texas coast, about once every other year on the upper coast, but they are rare. While green sea turtle nesting is expanding northward, they have not yet established nesting here. But it's the Cap Ridley, the smallest, most endangered sea turtle on Earth, that makes Galveston's role especially meaningful. Cap Ridley Spotlight. Critically endangered, and once on the brink of extinction, Cap Ridleys are the rarest of all sea turtle species. They are the only species known to nest during the day, and the only sea turtles nesting regularly on the upper Texas coast. Their primary nesting grounds remain in Tamaulipas, Mexico, and Padre Island, but for several decades they've also returned to Galveston area beaches. Since formal surveys began in 2002, Texas A&M University at Galveston has led the region's monitoring efforts, typically recovering 12 to 15 nests each year. In April 2025, the Gulf Center for Sea Turtle Research, GCSTR, confirmed the second nest of the season on Surfside Beach, a clutch of 99 eggs discovered by volunteers with the Sea Aggie Sea Turtle Patrol, a GCSTR program. These nesting events are remarkable, but they're not new, and not a sign of local recovery on their own. The upper Texas coast lies just outside the species' historic nesting range. And while Galveston plays a consistent role in the broader effort, recovery is measured statewide across all Texas beaches. Note, most nests laid on the upper coast are carefully relocated to protected incubation sites at Padre Island National Seashore, which offers higher hatch success rates and helps safeguard against local threats like flooding and predators. Conservation legacy, the foundations beneath today's efforts. Before there were patrols and painted turtles, Galveston's conservation roots were already decades deep. For over 40 years, the NOAA Galveston Laboratory ran a pioneering Head Start program for Cap Ridleys, helping reestablish this endangered species in the Gulf. The Houston Zoo, under the guidance of experts like Dr. Joe Flanagan, also played a vital role in rescue, rehabilitation, and veterinary care for sea turtles along the coast. These efforts helped lay the foundation for the work now led by the Gulf Center for Sea Turtle Research, GCSTR, at Texas A&M University at Galveston, the only sea turtle research center at a Texas university permitted to conduct hands-on work with wild sea turtles. "We're standing on the shoulders of those who came before us," says Dr. Christopher Marshall, director of GCSTR. "Their legacy continues in every nest we protect and every turtle we help rehabilitate. Long before beach houses and condos dotted the coast, sea turtles were navigating these same waters. Their lives are built on instinct and risk." Female Kemp's ridleys crawl ashore during the day to dig nests with their flippers. While artificial light is a major concern in many nesting areas, it's not currently a significant factor on the upper Texas coast. After about 50 days, hatchlings emerge, often mid-morning or afternoon, facing predators like ghost crabs, birds, and raccoons before they even reach the surf. Sea turtles travel thousands of miles through the open ocean, navigating dangers from fishing gear and oil spills to boat strikes and shrinking feeding grounds. While females are believed to return to their natal region, it's not exact. On the Texas coast, most nests are relocated to the protected beaches of Padre Island National Seashore, where incubation is more secure. Did you know? Leatherback sea turtles can dive deeper than most whales, up to 4,000 feet beneath the surface. Why sea turtles matter? Sea turtles do more than inspire awe. They help keep entire ecosystems in balance. Seagrass health. Green sea turtles graze on seagrass beds, keeping them short and healthy, essential for commercially and recreationally important fish species. Reef systems. Hawksbills help control sponge growth on coral reefs, allowing corals to thrive. Kemp's ridleys and loggerheads feed on crabs, shellfish, and other bottom dwellers, maintaining balance in benthic habitats. If sea turtles disappeared, we wouldn't just lose a species. We'd risk unraveling the very systems that keep coastal life and livelihoods thriving. Galveston's role in their future? Barrier islands like Galveston are more than vacation spots. They're part of a larger ecological network supporting nesting, feeding, and migration, and the island is rising to the occasion. Through programs like the Sea Aggie Sea Turtle Patrol and research at the Gulf Center for Sea Turtle Research, GCSTR, Texas A&M University at Galveston plays a central role in sea turtle science and conservation on the upper Texas coast. GCSTR is currently leading an effort to expand its short-term rehabilitation hospital into a modern education and outreach center, complete with non-releasable turtles the public can see and learn from. Meanwhile, Turtle Island Restoration Network helps amplify public awareness through community education, conservation campaigns, and initiatives like the Tide Campaign, which advocates for a new discovery and education center in Galveston. Their outreach encourages stewardship across all ages and backgrounds, making sea turtle protection accessible to everyone. Other groups, including Artist Boat, the Galveston Bay Foundation, Jamaica Beach, and the Village of Surfside, work alongside the Texas General Land Office, USFW, and the Army Corps of Engineers to protect and restore the habitats turtles depend on. Save the island, save the turtles. Protecting sea turtles means protecting the place they depend on, and that means facing Galveston's greatest challenge, climate change. Rising temperatures can skew sex ratios in turtle hatchlings, but because most Texas nests are relocated, local sand temperatures are not currently impacting hatchling development. Erosion and sea level rise reduce available nesting habitat. Stronger storms can destroy nests and damage critical habitat. Galveston's nature-based resilience efforts, like dune building, wetland restoration, and oyster reef construction, benefit not only the island's residents and economy, but also its wildlife. A shared future. From painted sculptures to early morning nest discoveries, sea turtles have become part of Galveston's identity, and locals have stepped up, reporting nests, respecting the dunes, and setting an example for visitors to follow. But the work isn't over.